We are live for episode 24 of Asthma Attack. 24, man. I said it wrong. I said it wrong at the beginning of Dennis's. I thought it was 22 and it was actually 23. So now I know I'm not going to botch it on this one. But it is episode 24 and it's the second video episode. And now I have a returning guest. Tyler Nunez is here to hang out and to have a good time. So good to see you once again, buddy, for another trip down podcast lane here.
I'm excited. The Kobe episode.
The Kobe episode. For anything more. Of course, Dennis Michael Reedy is on the Jordan episode of all people. Dennis Michael. And I don't know if you know this about Dennis Michael, but because he told that story, because his family is such big like Bulls fans, remember when we were calling him Larry for a little bit there?
Because
they're like, what if your family was big Celtics fans? It'd be Dennis Larry Reedy. calling him Larry
Bird Reedy.
Larry Bird Reedy.
That is the funniest name.
And just seeing him just hammered with a Miller Lite can in his hand, just calling
he would, him You know Larry. What's funny about Denny is he would be a pretty good Larry.
Not only he'd be the best Larry. Are you kidding me? I'm almost half tempted to do with him what I did with Daryl, and that's change his name to Larry just permanently. And just have everyone call. We could definitely start it because I mean playing Call of Duty with Revert says his screen name is Marty. It's hard for me to not call him Marty. And so I'm like, oh my
god. That is hilarious.
But yeah, dude, how the hell have you been? It's actually to give before I let you start running your mouth again. I just wanted to give you a big thanks and a shout out. I don't know if many people know this that are listening now, but when you and me recorded our first episode, I don't remember which one it was, but it was after one of the mental health ones, big mental health one that I was not doing good. So I'd called Reedy. He was going out with a friend. So I called you and then I was like, hey, are you good for like an hour? You're like, yeah, let's let it rip. And when we almost went for like an hour and a half and it flew by.
Shout out to anyone who held on that entire time.
If you listen to that whole episode,
you're a real one.
What's wrong with you?
Because you
need help. If you listen to that entire thing,
if you listen to that whole episode, you're just as psycho as you and me are. So welcome 100%.
This should be if you listen to that entire episode, you should be on this episode right now. That's how we'd love to have you. 100%. We'd love to have you chime in. But when we did that one, and I remember you were like the first one of any of the friends to. Not like including Wyoming people, but to be on, and then you shared it on everything and it went bananas from there, dude. Like it took off. Like people were texting you, hitting you up. People were hitting me up like crazy, telling me like, hey, like this is amazing. Like, I can't wait to be on it. And dude, like I can't thank you enough, but two, just like, I mean, look at what we're doing now because of the momentum from what you helped me do. Now it's like we're moving over to video with it now. We're throwing it up on YouTube. We're getting, you know, it's such a different dynamic. Not only just having the audio, but having the video with it is like,
right.
It's like, dude, this is just checking off more boxes of what my dream is and what I want to be doing. You know what I mean? So it's like,
yeah, I mean, it's kind of what I said last time. Like anything, you know, obviously you're the brains here. You're the comedian here. I'm going off you, but like we mentioned it, man, I've always been a good, like kind of side wing guy to you. I let you go. And I think I play off you pretty well. When you told me, I was like, yeah, I think this would be a great idea. But going off of that, of starting my little like blurber here, it was like, we were just having a casual conversation. I didn't think much of it. And like, you got to look at it through a small lens. Obviously it's not like we woke up the next day with a million followers, but like, you know, I woke up and I had like probably 6 to 7 text messages that morning from people like maybe started work a little bit earlier than me or like whatever the case was, who were like commenting on it. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, no offense to you, dude, but like, I threw it on my socials and just thought like, no one's ever going to listen to this. Like, who's going to want to waste their time listening to us talk about whatever, you know, it's just kind of like, but I was like, whatever, you know, whatever I can do to support. And so I threw it out there And I was like, holy shit. Like I said, it wasn't like 100 texts, but like, you know, the 7 to 10, I was just like, geez, like that's crazy. And then as the day went on, like I got like 7 to 10 more. And that's finally, I don't know if you remember, but we talked later that night. And yeah. I think you hit me up and were like, hey, this is random, but like, have people been reaching out to you? And I was like, dude, I didn't know if I should text you or not, but like, I've got like 15 text messages already today. And it was just like a surreal feeling. And so, I guess kind of flipping it on you, I know that you've been like doing so many interviews now. So asking you a question, like, what's this been like? What, take me through the last 2 weeks.
It has been so surreal to me. And, you and I had talked, like, and no offense at all, you saying that, like, when we had recorded it and we had posted, I told you to post that episode, cause obviously I'm still not ready to be back on socials. So like, huge shout out for any friend sharing it is more than enough for me. And, when you had told me like, yo, like multiple people have hit me up and like are really fucking with this. And I was like, it was kind of like a surreal moment, because it kind of brought me back to like all the times where like I've just been like sitting around or shooting the shit with you or any other friends and being like, this is what I want to be doing. Like I want to be recording a podcast with friends of mine and other people and putting it out and posting it. And the fact that we even had one person, that was more than enough for me. It's just like, and that's kind of been like the buildup to it now is like, get one friend on, get them to share it. So one person sees it, then one person says something about it. And then when you came back to me saying that more than one person had like been like, yo, this is dope. I love what you're doing this. And then getting shout outs and people reaching out that I hadn't spoken to in a long time, man, it really kind of, you know, humbled me out and really gave me like a real big sense of gratitude. And like I've been telling you, it was the, hold on while there's a motorcycle race outside my apartment. it was kind of like, and I've been saying it to you and all the guys as we've been talking like every night, it was the perfect like reset of motivation that I needed. Like you gotta be mentally prepared to continue to put content out without anybody listening to it, reacting to you know, fucking with it at all. And when I think I've said it in a few episodes now, but when we recorded my first episode, I was at like 172 total plays, which was at the time, that was an absurd number anyway. I couldn't believe I had 172 to my own podcast.
With no promotion.
I wasn't putting it on anything. You know what I would say? I told people like if I met them, like, or if I was talking to friends in person, you know, shit like that.
Give it a listen.
Yeah. Like little things like that. And since your episode, let me just get a live look now. It spiked instantly. And your first
episode, that graph you sent me was fucking hilarious.
It's literally it's just like this.
It's like here, and it's just like
it's no listens, because it like does it like up to a certain number, and then it just spikes to like 297, and it's the line is literally like this. And
that's
so
hilarious.
And so when we posted it, it spiked, and I mean, it took off. And then from them tuning in to our episode, they trickled down into listening to more and more of my episodes, which, you know, I don't even want to go back and listen to the early ones, because some of them are so bad, but like, that's how it's gotten to this point now. You know what I mean? Like from the days when I started, like around a year ago, just holding my phone up in my car like this on the way home from work, cracked out at 6 a.m, like just being like, hey, let me rant and see like where this goes. But a live look now from our episode, dude, we're sitting at 639 total plays, which is just like percentage spike. Yeah. It's just insanity.
Hilarious.
And then I it does this weird thing through Anchor that like it does like the estimated audience, and that's just like however many downloads it gets like per day. And so that went from like 6 to I'm sitting at 36 right now. So it's just like,
You got like 36 returners coming back and listening.
It's just like crazy. And then like looking and like going through the analytics of it, like one, like your episode, the first one that we did is still sitting at my highest all time at 62 plays. And it's like, that's like one third of what like my total plays were just a little bit ago. Like it's so insane. So the fact that
you're going to keep like developing at it too. Like I'll even tell you, like, you know, brutally honest, from like ours to like your last one, like you've done a better job even yourself. And you like knew like different corrections you had to make on your own, like taking guide in the conversation, or, you know, knowing when to let off the gas pedal and like let the other person talk. Like, obviously it's a little bit easier for you and me because we've been best friends for so long, so we can flow forever. But like, you know, you can even tell in like lulls and conversations you've had and like other, you know, other episodes here, like you're picking it up and taking it somewhere else or letting them run in a new direction. Like host wise, like you feel more comfortable.
Oh yeah. And it gets easier because like you and I could do this not on camera, and it's a little bit different because it's being recorded. That like, that's the thing you got to like psych yourself out is like, that doesn't matter. But like, obviously, like, you know, with everything going on, like we can't say the same type of jokes that we normally do and shit like that. Like, So it's a little bit different of a dynamic, but it's when you just get used to like that you're being recorded for this hour and however long, it does get a lot easier. But that's just been the cool thing about the podcast with like getting different friends on is just, you know, like the different avenues of conversations, like,
right.
And obviously like me being able to like take over if the guest is like not, you know, super talkative, like that's totally fine. But that's my main intention is having like the guest be like the focal point of the episode. So it's like, but at the same time, it's like, if they're not going to be super chatty, that's totally fine. Like that's not an issue. It just causes me to definitely overcompensate and then try to make them feel more comfortable by talking more and more. So, but it gets easier and easier. Like you notice like but at the same time though, like from our episode and even when I've had people in the past, like I've had just super like dope people on to where I haven't really had like any super awkward, like long silences or anything where I got to be like, oh, I got to go back and like edit that out. And that's why it's like with me being like a one man production team, it's the least amount of editing that I have to do makes it entirely easier for me. And that's
that was the funniest part about like ours. I don't know if you remember, but we finished, we stopped recording, and then like you text me, it was like, is there anything you don't want in there? I was like, nah, I think I'm good. You're like, yeah, me too. And we just fucking threw it out. Like,
yeah,
there was no editing, no nothing. It's like, here you go.
Nope.
But going off that, I think you know, a lot of like, and I'm sure you've been getting the same, like a lot of the feedback I got, you know, and I can only talk from our episode, not your other ones, but like everyone just thought it was like authentic, you know, like they could like resonate with something, whether it was like, you know, we touched, like you said, we touched on mental health for like a small bit. We like touched on like high school parties. We touched on like our friend group, and like, there was nothing like, I don't know. I just think there was a lot to pick up because at the end of the day, like, we're not fucking rich pricks or anything. Like, we're normal. Like, we've done our own like things, the college experience or the shitty job, whatever it may be. And you've been kind of taking and pulling from all that with all your like different guests.
No, it's been good. It's been good to see like different conversations and different avenues. Like, yeah, dude, you're right about the rich prick thing. Like, dude, I'm just a broke fucking loser living in downtown Phoenix right now. Just trying to, you know, finally, one, like doing the things that I've wanted to do, but also just like really starting to prioritize my free time. You know what I mean? Like, cause I mean, being unemployed, and like, I finally, hopefully I'll be back with PXG sooner rather than later here, but, cause I finally interview tomorrow, but, just yeah. Like, and like what you had been texting me is totally right too. Like, obviously the idea of this podcast is to be like funnier and lighthearted, but at the same time, it's just like everyone like around our age, even like younger, older, doesn't matter, like the demographic, like we're all going through shit. You know what I mean? Like life is not like, even if you're loving what you're doing and you live like the dream life or whatever, like there are plenty of things that, you know, just aren't ideal. And so I think a lot of the people, it makes it easier, like if they know who I am too, just a lot of the things that I've gotten back is just how relatable it is. And so now that we got like that intro episode out of the way, because I didn't really have a plan of us like going into mental health. It's just like, that's the cool thing about the podcast. It goes there and we just roll with it. You know what I mean?
So, I think that's one of the coolest things. Cause I didn't know necessarily what you wanted to do. So two things. Number one, it's hilarious. Cause we were planning on, I was like, yeah, you know, I can like be a returner guest if you have any like dead spots. Mm-hmm. And we didn't even talk about it for like 2 weeks because you were like pumping out an interview a day. And I was like, holy shit. Like, I don't even know if he was expecting this. Like but you know, it can just kind of, the direction of it can go anywhere. And so I didn't know if the second time around, you know, you were going to plan it out or like segment it with questions or like whatever the case may be. And we just kind of talked and we're like, let's just hop on and see what happens. Like, there's no need for there to be a plan or anything like that. It's like, what you're thinking about, let it out, or like, you know, we can go anywhere.
Yeah. And I think it's just another thing that makes it easier on the guests too. Like, it's, like, obviously, like I was trying like harder and like when I was really pushing out those episodes to like make it not necessarily be scripted, but have things in case like it fell apart. But
yeah, it died.
I've noticed at the point now where, like, you know, having Reedy on in yesterday's episode, like not knowing how Reedy was going to be like in this setting, like obviously knowing like how good he is at talking and how funny he is as a person. You never know when you throw in the dynamic of it being recorded and like being on a podcast. Like, that's why, like, I'm having an issue getting my parents on because I think they're kind of nervous about it. Versus like, if I was like, hey, just let me call you on Zoom.
Incredible.
And just hey, let me call you on Zoom and let me talk. And so that's what I think. I'm just going to end up trying to trick them into being on it and then not telling them that it's recorded and then just be
telling them you guys are just FaceTiming.
Yeah. Hey, just a FaceTime on Zoom. And and then I'll send them the YouTube link and they'll be like, I didn't know you were recording that. That was me imitating my
boomer
dad.
Out on you.
Yeah. Just hey, I didn't
lawn cuttings.
I didn't know you were recording that, pal.
Just goes right back.
Well,
to the
mower. I made sure he didn't say any dumb shit. So, but it's, it's why don't you just relax and go mow the lawn again? How about that? And so
second time today.
Yeah. Hey, I know you already mowed this morning before you left to work at 5 a.m. But why don't you go ahead, put your head and go mow it again? And so, but another, I want to chime in real quick before we kind of take it like probably in like a funnier, like more story direction is. Like for anyone out there that's like listening and just like really like hesitating on doing what you want to do, like, believe me, like I'm the king of this. Like, I was so caught up in waiting for the podcast to like, I kept being like, no, I'll start it, you know, whenever I get this or whenever I get that,
I'll do it next week.
Yeah. Like that kind of mindset is so bad to where it's like, I finally was like, I don't care how shitty it is. I don't care how not professional it is. I am just going to start doing it. And the same thing with the streaming thing too. Like, shout out to my buddy, Peak in Wyoming, who like really helped me get everything set up and started like to really, you know, take off in that direction. But just like at this point, like, I used to hear it in so many videos and so many like motivational things, like trying to find motivation, like people just saying like, what are you waiting for? Like, who cares? And it's so true. Like, if you have something you want to do, like, it's because the biggest part, like when you shared it for me and when like I knew you were sharing it on social media, like knowing like a ton of our friends are gonna see this, like part of me just like wanted to shrink into like a ball and like just stay in my room.
Dude, it is nerve-wracking. Like,
putting yourself out there is a big deal. Like,
it is. And I had the same thought process and I was like, you know what, man, like fucking screw it. If I, and I told you that like bluntly, like if this was like, if I was still in college or like, you know, I would have been totally fucking nervous about my image. Been like, I don't know, man. But at the end of the day, it's like, I'm fucking an old washed up former college athlete. I have nothing to worry about anymore. Like, if my dude, I would expect you guys to be the same. Like, if I had something for work or something that I love that you could help me with, like, I know you guys would do the same for me. So it's like, I can put this on my story. And if I lose a follower, if someone judges me, it's like, what are you up to, dude?
Yeah. And that's why it's just like, one of the things that's really been keeping me going on this, and like, and then maybe like, maybe this will rub people the wrong way, and that's totally fine. It's one of those things where, like, as I keep going, like, this is obviously going to get more and more traction. And like, this is what, like, I'm at the point now where I'm in such a zone where I, like, I'm going to turn this into something. Like, it may never like pick up and get a big audience, but it's going to have like a core group of, you know, a small community of people.
Dude, like, that's the ultimate
goal. That's like the ultimate goal. And so like, if it turns out to end up being bigger than what I'm expecting it to be, great. But I'm trying to do my best to stay, like, to enjoy the good old days, like, while I'm in them. Cause I used, like, you know, you always, you know, are so focused on the end goal that you're not enjoying the process. So I've tried so hard to be like present in these episodes and be like, dude, I can't wait to like take a look back on these in like 5 years and be like, holy shit, like, look at what this has finally turned into after all this time. And like, one thing that's really keeping me going, I think I touched on it in Dennis's episode, is like, one, anyone hating, like, it's at the point where you and I have both done this, where like, we've hated on when we've seen someone like doing something like
childish shit
where we've hated on it. Like, yeah. I've done that so many times. But at the same time,
by no means perfect in that situation, no means at all. Like, and I think that's just and I still fall into it, man. Like, and I think it's like a maturing mindset, someone trying to outgrow. Like, I think about this shit all the time and like go back on it. Like, why do I give a fuck how many Instagram likes I get? Or why do I give a fuck if people are like judging what I'm doing? Like, if there's something I like or there's something I'm doing and I want to post it, fucking post it. Like, you know what I'm saying? And that's kind of like,
exactly,
that was my mindset on this. And I've been trying to like self-reflect on things like that with other people too. Like, the last thing I need to be fucking doing is hating on somebody for like them doing their thing. Like, at the end of the day, I'm just being a judgmental dick. Like, you're not in high school anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, exactly.
And so I think it's just kind of a self-perspective thing in that case. And that's when I like text you and I was like, dude, let's do this. Like, I'll go on my socials and like, let's go. Like, if I lose a follower, if I have someone who doesn't like it, like, and they're never going to say it to my face, so I don't care. The only thing I know is the fucking positive feedback you've gotten so far. And you can just ride that wave.
100%. And that's what we keep saying is like, is just riding off of like, who cares who doesn't fuck with it? You know what I mean? Like, why? Like, why is that even a thought? Like, if people, and it would be one thing if like, if a lot of people were like, you know, openly telling me like, yo, this sucks, like, you have to stop this. Then it would be like, you know what? Maybe this is not a good idea. But like, the fact that like one, like, the people that don't like it aren't saying anything to me. And like, that's obviously understandable because a lot of people don't do that. So that's totally fine. But the amount of people that I've gotten that have been like, yo, like, keep doing this, like, this is like I'm really fucking with this, like, please keep going, like, just one of those messages is more than enough to be like, okay, one more episode, you know, one more try, one more video, like, that kind of thing, to where it's just like, because like, I've thought about it plenty of times where it's like, you when you record these, you kind of like black out. You're like, you don't remember some of the shit that you talk about and that you say.
Yeah, that's why I don't think it's worth us trying to plan anything, because odds are we're not going to touch on half the shit we try. Like,
no,
we're going to start talking. Next thing you know, 45 minutes is gone. And those fucking six bullet points you wanted to do, we did two of them. And we talked about 30 other different things. It's like, I didn't know the conversation would go this way already. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just hop on and fuck it. And if it sucks, then guess what? I'll talk to you in like a week or so. You know, I'll be back whenever you want me to. So
redo another episode. And then, so, but yeah, it's just, I'm trying to think of what, but the one thing that going back to it is what's like really been keeping the push going. And I think I had touched on it with Reedy a tiny bit is as this gets built out, like, the amount of people that have like reached out, and one, like, a thing that kind of rubs me the wrong way is when like, it hypes me up, but at the same time, it is kind of weird, is when people are like, yo, get me on the podcast, that kind of thing, to where it's like, part of it is like, okay, sick, like, I can't, but then like, kind of like the demanding, instead of like being like, yo, can I get on the podcast kind of thing, like that, like, that's where I've kind of ran into with like some random people that are like, yo, like, get me on it, to where it's like, okay, man, like, I'd love to, like, and all my, you know, I've been positive and I hope more people reach out, but like, it's one thing that I know is like, anyone that like talks shit on it or like hates on it or whatever, like that's fine. And like, you like entitled to your opinion, like that's totally dope. But I know like if people like see me in person, they're not going to say shit or, and that's like, that's not like a threat or I hope like if you, I can take criticism pretty well. I would hope that you would tell me like what I need to improve on or whatever. So I could take that and run with it. But I know that those same people that are like sending this around in group chats and being like, yo, this shit sucks. Like, this is so cringe. I can't believe he's doing this. Are some of the same people that are going to ask me like, yo, can I be on this? Like that kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like they'll be like, yo, this shit sucks. But then they'll see me. And
is that a personal gain? Is that a personal gain for you? Or are they trying to help you out? You know what I'm saying? Like that's what I kind of like where we were at on that first one. And like, and it's good shouts to the previous people who've been on. Cause you've got nothing but fucking awesome people. Like I love Nate, Denny, Love, Summer, Getsy, like all grade A fucking people. Like,
oh yeah,
you know, their intentions are good. That's what's going to be interesting. If like, if this thing keeps like growing, it's like, is this for you to fucking put your face on a screen and talk to somebody? Or like you try, you know, it'll be funny.
Oh
that
yeah,
shit comes around, man. It definitely does. Like I believe in stuff like that, like good karma, bad karma. Like
100%.
It's been cool. It's been cool to follow. It has been. And now we're fucking famous. So this segment's about us.
Yeah.
So segment's just about us being sick.
So why don't you fucking get in line?
All those previous people, just fuck off, you know?
Yeah, hey, I mean, everyone that's been on it before, good luck
not
to
friends.
You. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of these. See ya. One of these, and you know what?
We had
a fun time. Welcome to the fucking jungle. You know what I mean? It's like,
welcome to the Fold Factory.
Yeah, welcome to the fucking Fold Factory. I'm your host.
We're about to head out to LA and just get a house, and then like how they have the hype houses and all
the
those.
Fold
it's
house.
Gonna be the Fold Factory.
The Fold Factory. Come on through.
The Fold Factory right on the front.
Come on.
You
through.
Know what's happening.
You're gonna get a you
house.
Step through the front door. And it's going to be a sock and bopper right to the side of the head.
You know what? I don't know why I thought about this totally off topic, but stepping through the front door makes me think about and me having a Miller Lite right now. When you were going through, you obviously like, and you've touched on it before, like you've had some personal stuff with your parents and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And that one Christmas, you're like, I don't know. I think you're kind of hopping around or sitting at home. I was like, dude, come over. Like, you know, my fucking family loves you. And we have that joke about right when the door like kind of cracked open, there
just,
was the middle, just, Miller Lite
just one somebody in your family that played college sports is ready to fucking launch a rocket of a Miller Lite at my skull. And I got to somehow react and catch it.
Put it's the funny, hand up right
walking
away,
in like, and just getting bodied by a Miller Lite can. And then just having a welt like this big of a Miller Lite can on the side of my head and be like, yeah, Nunez family Christmas. You had to be there.
I don't even think you said hi to anybody. And you just had one of these with the wild one.
It was, I think it was your uncle who I hadn't even met before. I walk in and he doesn't even look me in the face. And just it's just this with a Miller Lite can. Without even taking a look at me, just being like, "Yeah, you'll settle in." I'm like,
"Yeah, sit down."
Yeah, you're right. I'm not even gonna question it. Sounds good. I love Miller Lite, and that was at the time where I didn't even really drink it. So I was like, "That's my favorite.
Yeah,
that's my favorite beer ever."
You're the butt. I mean, if you're anti it, you're just not gonna get along in that household.
Nope. So I was like, "That's actually." Right when I walk in, I'm like, that's actually so crazy you handed me that because this has been my favorite beer my entire life. And so I've just been like, I love these are my favorites.
Dude, it is kind of an intimidating setting, like talking about my family, though, you know, because I've had like previous friends or like girlfriends who are like non-sports related and stuff like that. And like you bring up my family, like when you walk in the house, there's like seven collegiate either
that's what
former,
I was gonna say.
Current or pat like you know or committed like everyone played
it's,
college
it's all there. Athletes and you can feel like the energy of the competitiveness.
It's like competitive, yes dude, very every little thing you do like darts, pinball, swimming act, like no matter what's going on, our friend groups kind of always had that too, like you can be doing the most basic thing and you can just feel like the tensions rising as the Reverts is all time competitive guy. That's why I love
for him. A guy that didn't like, play a college sport, like that psycho, that psycho might be the most competitive like person I think of. And he gets it from his fucking dad, dude. His dad is insane. 100%. And I think he gets that chip on his shoulder because like, obviously Jim is such a dog, like great guy, like hard ass worker, but you know, Jim was like undersized his entire life. Like, so I think Jim, you know, had to be like, how am I going to fucking, you know, stick my foot in here and let him know like who I am. And so Brendan not being, you know, somehow
I love that mentality, man. A hundred percent.
And so I think Reeve coming from like, and first of all, Reeve having the dimensions that he does from his parents, like, is just absurd. Like, you, like, Reeve should not be 6'2".
Yeah, he's a fucking tower for no reason.
he should not be that big, and he's a fucking body, and he's coordinated too. So it's like, it's so sick that, like, you know, he wasn't undersized, like, obviously, like, a little bit thinner, but you know, he was always able to like hold his own. I think he got that dog mentality from his dad. I think his mom was an athlete too. So I think Jackie was.
I think it's just like, it's funny because we'll be doing the slightest thing, like playing a game of darts or like playing like a friendly game of Flip Cup. And like things are chill for like game one. And then like.
You feel it.
Yeah. Build. And then like game two rolls around and like somebody says something to somebody.
It's always the dumb shit was just, and someone will say something at some, and it's usually at some point during the first game where like, it's not like a walk in the park for a win. And then like, like someone will be like, oh, good shot, mouth breather. And then it's like, what? And then
your teammates right next to you. I'm like, what the fuck did you just say to Jerry?
Right, like, over top of him, like, what did you fucking say? And then it's right there. And then it's nose to nose standing in front of the dartboard at the cave going,
I'm right in Denny's face. You fucking fat ass. Like, let's go.
You're not gonna hit this bullseye, loser, and shit like that, to where it's like,
and then it's elevated.
Because I remember, like going back to like your family Christmas, like when I turned down Ohio State for being a field goal holder, it was one of those things where like, you know, it's
laces out, dude.
You know how it goes. Hut hike. It's firm hold. Laces out. We're burying that every time. And so
it's funny too, because everyone like between like my cousins in volleyball, the guys in baseball and everything. It'll be interesting because like I'll have like, and obviously I don't do it often because I'm like really weird about like having girls in front of my family, but like if there's a girl who like doesn't play sports, she's like, well, what are we like, are they gonna like me, like what are they gonna talk about? I'm like, well, that doesn't like that happened, like that doesn't identify us, like, no, we'll hang out with anybody, you know what I'm saying? Like,
no, it was like, and just going to like, obviously like from being so close to your dad, like I could have went to your dad about anything and he would have sat down and talked to me. You know what I mean? Like, and that's obviously I'm more biased because, you know, I'm best friends with his son, but it was one of those things.
I remember my dad like trying to help you out like during the firefighter stuff and like things like that. Like he was always trying to, you know, obviously there's not much he can do, but if he can put in a good word here and there, help you out with like a test or anything, he was always kind of around for that stuff. That shit's a grind, man.
Dude, it is. It obviously super rewarding career, and like we're super proud of Carl, and I can't wait to see like what Carl does.
Carl's right now though, dude. He's fucking ripping through med school. And 100%. It's been like, he'll say it all the time. Like, it's just a long fucking date. The book is like as big as my fucking head. Like, it's, I remember huge. That when my dad would be studying it, like, he would have this monster book, and I'm like, fuck that, man. You put all my like middle school books on top of each other, they're not as big as what you're looking at right now.
Especially like trying to like study that and like sit down after like a day while raising you two shitheads, like you and Tanner, like trying to
get, dude, like we just got in a full out brawl.
As you're screaming for more food because you're bored, and he's like, oh my God, I just went through and I've been like chipping away, like going through like Warzone clips, and I died laughing hearing that again when you went on the rant about,
or, dude, no, that was always his fucking thing.
Fortnite clips, yeah. And you went off about, you know, dad, I'm hungry, get me food. He's like, you're not hungry, you're just bored.
You're just "You're not fucking hungry. You're just bored." Like, dude, I'm starving. It's because he didn't want to take me anywhere to go get food. Dude, that was his biggest line.
"Dad, I'm playing Blitz the League 2 on PlayStation. I've been down here all day. Order a Casey's pizza."
Starving.
"And go get it because I now, can't drive."
Think about life coming full circle. Now I would wake up hung over his balls in our basement. You guys turn the corner and there's my dad with two of them, and it looks like a fucking waitress.
He's got two Casey's breakfast pizzas and the biggest smile with the on biggest his face. Smile. Yeah. And he's going,
the biggest fucking smirk.
"These are my boys. Yeah. Enjoy.
You guys had fun last
night." You guys and then had he finds fun.
Then there's one little dirt mark on the floor, and then next thing I know, I'm getting my ass kicked downstairs. It's like, and dude, don't know the mega clean we went
and then
through.
I'm,
last
and then
night.
I'm sitting there going, "How could we have missed that? How could we have missed that slight
one spot,
that scuff on the floor? How did we miss it?"
Well, here's the thing: if you're not awake either, Lexa would come in with a WWE suplex from the top ropes.
Oh,
and just,
my god, one of them.
I don't think people understand. So my family dynamic's a little bit different, and I have a little half sister who at that time was like 7 at the most.
Young.
Like,
she's a little young. Kid.
Yeah, she was a baby. We loved her. The boys kept good care of her.
Absolutely.
But when, obviously, you know the feeling, just waking up the next morning, your head's just pounding. And regrets. She would come in with just energy on 10, man. Like, you, and it would be 8 in the morning, like, "Drake!" Fucking climb up on the tallest thing she could climb up on and just jump off of it with a fucking elbow flying.
Dude, I'm sitting there like this on your floor.
Dude, I'm still scarred of it to this day. Like,
I'm sitting floor and I'm getting the shakes because I was just burying Captain and Cokes the night before. And wash
them
down with Bud Lights
3 hours ago.
And then I hear the of when she gets of when your dad picks her up, and she comes downstairs in the basement, and you just hear, and she's like
out of control.
"Guys." And I'm like, and I'm just like, "Oh my god." And then people don't know that your sister is probably the biggest Five Nights at Freddy's fan I've ever met in my entire life, which is alarming for a child, I might add.
But
she just walks down, she sees 6 guys sleeping on the living room floor, and she's like,
"Dude,
I'm gonna jump from the couch and body slam each one of these creatures down here."
She wants to beat us all up.
And she's just like,
"Dude, it's
yes."
Interesting because so my brother's 4 years younger than me, and we're literally both 15 years older than her.
Yeah.
So like she has like grown ass, it's a little baby with a house of just grown ass dudes between me, my dad, and my brother. So she's fucking fearless, man. She's always going to be fearless because of that. Like, she's not scared of anything.
She literally just had like 17 older brothers and she was around them constantly.
Yeah, dude.
Like,
so you think about that. Like, she would walk in the house. Like, it's insane because I wasn't even like that at her age. Like, I would have been terrified if I walked into my house and there were just like college, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, college humans, these big people, like, laying around everywhere. And she takes a look around and just like, "Yeah, who can I beat up first? She's about to take names."
She's like, "Yep." She's like, "I'm going to get it. I know that they're having a bad time right now, and I'm going to definitely exploit that for sure." And so it was always a double knee right to the middle of the back. And she always thought it was the funniest thing ever as I'm just
hilarious.
Suffering. She was like, "This is the best time. This is the best time of my life. I'm having the time of my life right now." And I'm like, "Oh my
head's
god!"
Just pounding. I can't even see straight. I'm seeing two of her.
Seeing two of her, which is the scariest thing ever because one of her is horrifying.
That's already enough. And then
and
you're like,
it's so funny
you
bring her up. One of the funniest pictures that I have ever is when you took a Snapchat of her, and it was the sunglasses filter on Snapchat
where it has
the flames in the background too. I think I
dude,
posted
she's
it.
Just sitting on my lap with the fucking sunglasses and the flames going.
I think I posted it like either on Twitter or something. It's one of the funniest pictures I've ever seen, besides the one from you that you sent me in Sam's, the classic fitted hat backwards pulled all the way down.
Let me see if I gotta fit it in here.
And you're in a bro tank in Sam's restaurant. Probably getting a flurry.
I got a flurry. I'm just sitting there. This is literally a POV of it right now. I put this thing as low as it can go.
As low as it, over the eyebrows.
And I just hit one of these. This is incentive to get to watch the YouTube right there. That's
if you're only, listening to the audio, you got to go over to Asthma Attack on YouTube because you just missed it bad. You just missed a show. Yeah, you missed
it. Next episode, I'll put on the bro tank too. And everyone get the real show.
Please do. That would be amazing.
We used to take the dumbest pictures in Snapchats and we just thought it was hilarious. Like, I would literally. You want to talk about, it's funny, like, what you're doing now, because it's kind of, like, how things have changed and, like, we evolved. Like, this is, like, obviously, we're kind of, like, comedy's heading right now as people doing shit on YouTube, like, people doing podcasts, things like that. At the time, like, I would just look around all day and think, like, what fucking funny snap could I fire off to the boys right now? And I would take the most embarrassing pictures of myself.
Dude,
not even funny. Like
some of the worst ones too. And you think about it, dude. Like looking back, like I think we had talked about this in our first episode. How small we were.
Oh my god, dude! Sticks,
dude. Like
my
I had
bones are like popping out of my face in all the pictures.
No facial hair. Which every time I see myself without it, I'm like horrified. And I remember there one time, I think this had to have been like summer going into sophomore year. So, man, we were young. And there's pictures of it was me. Obviously, we have a ton of you and I together, too, because we were at Trevor's every day and we weren't much every bigger. Day. We weren't Jesus much bigger Christ. Later on in high school. But there's a picture because one day it was me, Haley, Summer, Joe. And I think Mason, we're all hanging out one day and everybody is bigger than me.
Yeah. You even I remember you mentioned that last time, like it, not even a knock on any girls. Cause we hung out with good, attractive girls and everything.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, this is not a bad thing to say. Like they literally could have boxed you out though.
Oh dude. Not only they could have literally hip tossed me if they really wanted to.
Like they're literally, Mason's running the point and every girl just has the hand up looking for the ball in the post on
and it's just
because they're going to work. Yep, a one-on-one. She was a baller, man.
Oh, 100%.
Unreal jump shot,
dude. Yeah, unreal jumper, and could dust me out of my fucking sneakers at any time if she wanted to.
I think Loves brought it up. One thing I'm like really thankful for like our smaller town is like I hate that we didn't like have to choose a sport and ride it. And I think that's why we're all so competitive now, because now we don't have any outlets. It's not like I have basketball practice tomorrow. And like, I stayed in college just about as long as you could playing baseball. Like, and that's done. So like, we have nothing to be competitive about anymore. And
besides,
we're all used
being
to
drunk and playing golf.
Yeah. Like it's golf or bags, like
bags,
darts. Like,
yeah.
Bags always plays, but like, and now it's like, where are we expending that energy? And it's like we're just talking shit to each other and finding competition out of anything at this point.
Literally
because you never got a break, man. It was one sport to the next. And the summers, dude, holy shit, man, the summers were miserable. It was like basketball camp to a summer baseball game to like travel baseball, and you guys got football and like,
yeah, we got football lifting never stopped, at whatever man. Time in the morning, which was never fun. And then right from there to our 3-hour basketball camp. And it's like, dude, I can't move. I cannot move. And then, after at the end of basketball camp, we have legit 5-on-5 games. And it's like, oh my, or 3-on-3 games. And it's just like, dude.
Right.
And then from there, you know, you go to whatever bullshit job to work a few hours or whatever.
Yeah,
Or
I'm immediately putting on baseball pants at the gym and going to my game.
It's you guys had Jesus baseball, Christ. So you guys had three sports for my two, and then whatever job I was working at the time, like, yep, I can't move, but I'm supposed to go.
You know what? I'll say something right now. Since the yearbook's wide open, you would have had a blast playing baseball with
us. I know. 100%.
I remember you talking about it. We talked about it summer or junior year.
Yep.
And I was like, bro, even if you don't play, because like, you know, when like you're like, we were good the year before and we started 8 juniors. Like we obviously knew we were going to be loaded the next year. And I remember telling you, like, even if you don't like get an opportunity, like you're going to have a fucking blast just dicking around with us every day.
And the thing was, you guys were like, you guys were so like, you know what? Like coach knows we're good. Like we know we're good. Like it's practices aren't going to like suck too terribly. Like they will at first, they will at first, like, but get those out of the way and then it'll be a ride. But I realistically just wanted to be on the bench yelling dumb shit during the games. Like that was like,
that's all I did, man.
Like, I don't know baseball talk at all, but I'd be like, I'd just be yelling, let's go sports from the dugout. And then,
I would talk about this with Bass and Carl. Like we had like all the wrist tape going, all the arm sleeves, like the eye black, like, looking back at it, how did someone not just stick us? Because we were the cockiest little fuckers you have ever laid your eyes on. And it's hilarious because you and me do it now. We look back on pictures. That picture I posted on Instagram, you didn't get to see it, but it was one of us from Bass's house, like junior year, where we are just
You sent it to me.
Ugly.
You sent it to me though.
Yeah,
you sent it to me though.
I have a shaved head. We both have shaved heads. Let's start.
I don't know why the buzz cut was the move back then, but
dude, in like 2000,
especially when you got a fucked up hairline like me, it's just like, what are you doing?
If you had a buzz cut, you were fucking raw. It was like a one on the sides and a two on the top, and it was just as short as it could go.
So tragic.
But I had so many comments. I don't even know if these people like listen to your pod, but I got so many swipe ups on my Instagram. Like, is that really you in high school? And I was like, yeah. And what's hilarious is I had 30 times the confidence in myself in high school than I do now. Like, I was like, yeah, I can fucking pull anything I want right now. Why did I think that? I'm 120 pounds with a fucking bald head. Like, that is not attractive.
And we thought we were sick too. I was like, yo,
the dopest.
I was like, I drive a 94 Chrysler LeBaron that the top can go down on, and you may be able to shove me to the ground at any time, but I'm sicker than you, and I know it.
Yeah, but guess what? I'll get up and steal your girl.
Yeah, bro. I'll get up and steal your girl with a buzz cut.
So watch out, all right?
Yeah, so why don't you watch your fucking tone when you're talking to me?
I'd have my warm-up basketball suit on, zipped up all the way to the top, my fucking headphones in. Like, listen, get out of the way right now.
Zipped all the way up to the neck because it's cause at the time it's not going to get caught on any facial hair because
it's not going to suffocate me because my neck is
pencil thin. so I'm literally
pull it all the way
I'm
up.
Swimming in it, and so that's always good.
And we play Bago tonight. We're about to lose by 60, but you don't have to know that.
And you are going to be at the game and watch the bloodbath, and we're not going to talk about it once again. You're going to walk up and tell me, good game, and I'm going to be like, I never took my warm-up off, so why are you telling me that?
And then guess what? We're going to go to the dance party later, and we're going to fucking grind.
We're
going to
swing the group swinging by McDonald's. I'm going to get a holiday pie, and then we're going over to Bass's house to drink ourselves into oblivion in the shed that smells like egg rolls.
I'm going to have a frappe. We always used to get the ice frappes. That's how I'm starting the night. Then I'm putting on my dopest fit with matching shoes to match my shirt. And then guess what? I'm having 3 Busch Lights and passing out.
Getting a frappe.
You taking care of me or no?
grabbing a frappe with the crew. Putting on the coolest pair of cargo shorts that I own.
Of course.
Probably too big with one of those belts that you got to wrap inside and out and pull tight to where there's too much hanging down extra.
I probably have a shoestring on at that point. Think I'm fucking dope.
Yes.
We used to rip the shoestring
belt, dude. What a style moment for Byron High School for our crew.
That was
so
a wave.
Throwing on the illest fit of all time.
Yep. High top shoes and cargos.
Yep. High top shoes and cargos. Protect your girlfriend or she's mine.
Dude, I'm telling you, the cargos kill me. Like, babe, you need me to hold your phone because I got 26 pockets on right now if you need me to put one in there.
In case you're wondering, I have an entire first aid kit. I have I have 4 cell phones. 3 of them don't even work. I just have the storage space for them. And I got you know, whatever else you need, just ask me because I got stuff in the pockets for sure. And cool. and the best part, they go below my knees. So
yeah, and I just got these new Nike Elite socks pulled up as high as they go. So
they go, they are literally to the bottom of my calf, and so you don't have to be shy. You can tell me how hot I am. I understand.
You know, it's funny. I would have punched us in the face senior year too, if people ever saw our little handshake that we did for basketball warmups when they announced starting lineups, and we would do the dap up with the salute and then just the surfer fingers. That was our, did we took a, on prom night, my mom has pictures of us, four separate pictures walking through step-by-step breaking down that handshake, just the salute to the.
Honestly, fucking hang 10 though, because I'll throw that up to this day right now. Pick up the phone.
And you know what? I just found out what picture I'm going to use to promote this next podcast, because it's going to be it's going to be you and me at prom.
Hang 10, neither of us have touched a surfboard.
Dude, I can just imagine Ron taking that picture. Can you imagine Ron and Don standing next to each other as we're walking through step by step of that handshake, and they're just like, what the fuck did we just raise?
Right, I guarantee you they both sat in the car and did this.
Is that our kids?
The fuck was that,
dude? The like,
does he does school. He even know who REO Speedwagon is? Do they even know AC/DC? Leonard Skinner,
dude. Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, Guns N' Roses. These fucking mouth breathers. Who are our children?
What the?
And I'm sitting over there going, I can't wait to go to Shogun and show up sober to prom. Give me fucking sick.
We would like split one of those little shooters that's about as big as my eyeball and be like, yeah, let's go. I think Swag Surfing's playing inside right now.
Fucking doing.
Yeah, dude, looking like 800 times to make sure. Wait, bro. I think cops are here.
Stop.
Wait, cops. Remember?
No, we're good. Give me that.
Dude, what did that bottle of UV blue? Cops. What did base always call cops?
They used to call them. They used to say undercover cop, and then Farrell would go UCC. Yeah. They'd go UCC. And they go, and then someone would go, what, cop, where? And they go, don't say that word.
UCC.
It's just first of all, undercover is one word, so it's just UC.
UCC. We've talked about this before.
It's like we got four Bass Keystone and lights in the trunk. I think we're good.
Bass and Ben Sloan are two people where, like, I'll be hanging out and I realize that I've just laughed for the last hour. And I'm like, what am I laughing at? Right? Like, why are their words making me laugh?
Two of the like most effortlessly funny people. And I'll even throw a third in there with Roland.
Oh my God, dude. Roland is out of control.
Those three alone. Like, I think I'm pretty funny. And I think like most people would agree with that unless they hate me, which is totally cool.
Whatever. We're fine with that.
Yeah, we roll with that. And, but those three like are so effortlessly funny all the time. And it's just like some of this, like they won't even be trying. And I can't even get a sentence out because I'm laughing so hysterically because of just how they are naturally. I'm just like,
I've always said this about Ty too. Like, I talk about how it like took me the courage to like even shoot out the link to your pod. Mm-hmm. That I have always just fucking envied how carefree that kid is, man.
Always.
And it's funny too, because he can get whatever girl he wants at a bar. He can talk to whatever dudes he wants at a bar.
He can be drunk as he wants at a bar. He can have his shirt off at any bar.
Because if you're not with his fucking vibe, then he's like, fuck you. Like, I don't, like, you're not, he could be judged by whatever dudes think they're like the coolest dudes in the bar, and he could give less wipe of
the,
a shit.
And he'll wipe the floor with them.
Yeah, and then not the even second, and
won't be in a competition to him either. He's like, yeah, that guy's pretty chill, as he just stole his wife of 4 years.
Right. And the second that any group of girls see him not caring whatsoever about anything he's doing, dude, he's fucking dancing, singing, his shirt's off. He's whipping it around like
you only see the whites of his eyes because he's so hammered they're rolled back into his brain. Like he's just like, the cave, dude.
Dude, always just like I'm always jealous because it looks like he's just having so much fun 24/7, no matter what he's doing.
I hear constantly because he's one of those guys where you can always hear him. You always know where Roland's at. It doesn't matter.
Hey, we're shaking.
So bitch from across the fucking bar. Hey, we're shaking. I'm just like, yep, I know who that is through the crowd.
Yeah, Roland's here.
And then I see two arms up, and one of them has a sweaty, damp ass t-shirt covered in Captain and Coke.
This and it, fucking hairy ass chest.
Yeah, he's got his chest. He's going, son of a bitch.
And he's got seven girls texting in. I'm like, how is this happening
at all times? Just basically just wait, like what? And they're honored to wait their turn. I'm just like, yeah.
This girl just texts him like, I got next. Let me know. Yeah, and I'm like, wow.
It's just like, good for you, man.
Me and Drake just got left on red for the last 3 hours. Again, you know that girl just texts you. I'll take fourth.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, she says what? Fourth. Yeah, she says what night are you not with a girl and free so I can slide in? I'm just like,
yeah, I'll take Wednesdays.
I'm just like this.
Yeah, Wednesdays work with me.
This motherfucker. Cool. This motherfucker, dude. But dude, those are some of my favorite people to be around, though. Just like those effortlessly funny, where like they're not even trying. They bring such like a good energy. You know what I mean? Like it's.
I'm sure he's listening because he texted me. Like, it meant a lot to me. Sloan texted me after our podcast, and then you got a couple like other guests on later, and Sloan sent me like a super like pretty like sentimental text, just like, and you don't really see him on like a serious note that much, and he was just like, you know, I was like, two of us who've been like best friends with Drake, like I hope you realize what you did. Like, he's getting guests like crazy now. Like, you promoting that, like, that's awesome to see. As like, and it was like a different side of him that I've never really seen before. And that's what I told. I was like, dude, like, they're literally like effortlessly conversations. And I genuinely think he would be so fucking good at them. Like, he'd be incredible with you for just an hour.
It's actually funny that you say that because. One of the first people who hit me up and who I have to get on is Mason, actually. Mason was like, like, I just listened to the podcast and I forget exactly what she said, but she was like, I was just telling Liv and Nicole like how funny it would be to have you and Sloan on here. And I was like, he's one of the people that I want like to like basically permanently run it with me just because of how like good he is at what he does. And
definitely.
And but it's just like with him being as busy as he is with work right now, hopefully, like, I think he's gonna try to get a new job here soon, so maybe he can like free up some time. And but he's the kind of person that like kind of like you, who it'd be just like how much more it would take off if he was here like in person running it with me, like if I have like an actual like studio built out and like go that direction with it, like just like the dynamic of having him there, period, is like, would just be electric. And the fact that Mason even reached out and said it, I was just like, oh my God. So it's
he would be great at that. Man.
Hilarious, really, man. Like, hilarious.
And that's why I think it's good too, because the dynamic of everybody, like you said, like if you could find a way to like grab him daily, and then I can just fucking link with you guys once or twice a week, like it would be the perfect, like,
oh,
you
100%, know what I'm saying, like 100%, and that's
a good flow.
It really is. It just, and we've always had the funniest conversations. That's one of the things that we're going to try to do, because you had brought it up, is when we were, I think we were playing video games like the other night, and you had brought up like, what if we just like do like a thing every week where we pregame and just hop on for an episode? And I was like, that is definitely such a funny dynamic of like having you, me, like Reedy, Reeve, Carl, Sloan, like whoever like is available at the time to jump in for a group session. And the fact that like the audio works out the way that it does through Zoom, and makes it easier for, it just makes it super easy for me. I'm like, dude, that is hilarious. And trying to do like a weekly thing where we just bullshit and like people tell like whatever funny stories they're thinking of or whatever. And just more and more ideas that just keep, you know, just keep like giving me content to be able to put out, you know what I mean? And just how hilarious that dynamic would be.
It's crazy. Cause like I said, like last time I was literally on a phone and you had your phone pressed up to a microphone.
Yeah.
And like now this time we're face to face, like literally who knows what will happen next time when I talk to you in a week or two.
I would do is I would have this little mount and I'd have my phone in here and I would just set it up as close to my microphone as possible so I could get the best like audio. And so, and it was working well enough. And that also goes into like what we had talked about earlier, where I just stopped giving a shit about the quality and just was like, if people can hear these people talking, fuck it, I'm going to put it out.
Right. So, if they can listen, they can fucking listen.
And it worked until we got to this point now. And the fact that Zoom makes it so easy for me to, because what Zoom does is I was so nervous when Brendan had actually been like, yo, like get me on and let's do it on Zoom and let's get like a video version. I was like, that's actually crazy because I'm trying to upgrade it and make it better anyway.
Right.
But when he told me that, I was like, man, I don't know. I was nervous because I was in such a like routine with the audio, just airdropping it to my phone and to where now it's like, I'm on my PC. So it's like, I had to get like my anchor like pulled up and then like, I was like, you know what, fuck it. Let me just do like YouTube and see how easy this is. And the thing that Zoom does is Zoom after each recording, it will put in my files, the video, and then it'll separate the audio for me. I don't have to do anything else with that. It'll give me a separate audio file that I can just take right to Anchor. And so it's like, it's just another ad for me to like, to throw over to Anchor to where it's like, it just makes it, you know, and then it distributes it everywhere for me. So it's just like, dude, I mean, versus when I was trying to run it with Coltrane, we spent an entire night, you know, after an episode sending it into Spotify just to get it approved to be able to post it on Spotify. And so it's just like, you know, whatever. But it's one of those things where, this whole thing is just a different dynamic, like just having a solid audience, being able to watch it and being able to have our faces on here and like do the things we did now.
It's insane, man. I love it. It's been cool. Like I can see you laugh. It's crazy. You know, I had someone bring this up to me, like they're talking about, I'm not like an anti-mask guy by any means, but like one thing you miss with like mask when 75% of your face is covered up is like seeing those facial expressions and like seeing people laugh, like that's a big deal, man. Like,
100%.
I love that shit. Like, I love this more than our last conversation on the phone. So, like, it's a big deal. I guess, like, my next question is, like, I guess, like, where do you want to go from here? Like, take it to you, like, finish off with you. Like, what's
We can wrap up,
keep doing interviews, or like, what do you want to do from here?
So, like, obviously, the main end goal is to be the host of my own podcast, kind of like this, but like if I'm having people call in, like I'm not just sitting at my computer desk in my room, like I'm sitting like either like in a more of a built out, like even if it's just my room, like more of a built out where like I'm back in a comfier chair to where like I have like my laptop in front of me where I can pull clips up for them to also like watch and listen to while we're on, like funny shit or stupid shit, and or just like shit that goes viral or whatever. And so it's like, that's the thing that I want to turn it into. But with this, like, this is such a cooler dynamic for now. I'm probably just going to keep going with this kind of format for like, however, probably like the way things are going, like I did, you know, I think Reedy's episode was 23. So, and that was the first video episode. So I'm going to just keep doing it this way. Whoever can get on and go to like 40. This way, and then depending on like traffic and seeing how things go, like with this dynamic and how the YouTube channel like kind of like picks up here and there, and just try to maybe do a little bit more research on like getting clips involved and like pulling funny things up like from things like that on my own, to where, you know, then just keep pushing it in that direction and go from there. But yeah, then the ultimate goal is like, to have this main show and obviously be able to still stream like video games and do that full time, and then have my main podcast be such a draw at some point to where like I can have like a production team, and then I can, you know, have like you and Reedy have a separate podcast that's like under my production company, or like Sloan have his own podcast under my production company, like shit like that, to where
I just want to produce ultimately.
Yeah. Cause like, I definitely want to have my own, but I definitely have like a dream of like who doesn't want to make it and put their friends on. You know what I mean? Like, who doesn't want to make it and put their friends on? So I want to be at the point.
That. That's the same minor thought process I had when I was like, just sharing the video. I was like, if this is going to help you, then like, who the fuck am I to like stop that from happening? You know what I'm saying? If I can do my little part, then it's like, okay. Like, you know what I'm saying?
And who cares? Dude, it's been I'm not going to hammer on it too hard because I've just been like beating it to death in every episode. But yeah, dude, it's been a wild ride, and I can't wait to have you on more times, because the second episode we had so much fun in this one too, and we kept it, you know, a little bit more lighthearted, man. It's so easy like talking and catching up, and just, you know, like the fact that I'm able to handle everything on my own like right now, so where I don't have to like rely on anybody like editing the stuff for me or waiting or whatever. Like, I wanted to be at the point where like I could do this shit on my own, and so until I get to the point where it's more built out and then I can like get some more help. So yeah, that's the eventual goal, is to be able to, and then, you know, whatever, I don't know if I'll end up staying in the Phoenix area, but one thing that I've noticed that I kind of want to like maybe start diving into is, at least around me, like in downtown, there's like a real bad homelessness problem. And so like kind of use like my resources to be able to, like not just run around and like giving people money, but like if I can like get like home, like take it like mobile and get homeless people, like kind of like New York, like Side Talk almost, but like hear genuine real stories of like homeless people in Phoenix. And then like, maybe like at that point have a Patreon or something where I can set up like GoFundMes or whatever, and get these people either like into rehab or get them set up with like a starting job or something like that, to be able to just, and then like document like that to where, and depending on where I'm at, like I said, I don't know if like Phoenix is going to be my home for forever, but if I'm here, if I'm here for like,
take care of you first, obviously.
I gotta be in a position to where I can definitely help people, because right now, like, it's, I'm really not at that point. So like,
you gotta help this out. I was talking to somebody the other day, like, we didn't touch on it in this episode, whatever, we'll have plenty more together, but like on a mental health side of things, like I've always been a big advocate on that side of stuff. And I would love to do something or start something to like help others too. And like, especially athletes, like, cause that's kind of hits home for me, but I'm at a point, and this is exactly where you're at too. Like, I got to take care of myself first. Yep. Just like you do, like you got to get your shit going first before you, and that's unfortunate, but like, it's just the reality of like, who am I to like give someone else advice if I'm not even taking care of myself? And who are you to like, obviously you don't have like, you know, the funds or like crazy support right now to be able to start something like that. So it's like,
it almost gets to a point where it's like, you're almost creeping into like the blind leading the blind. Like I can't run around like Phoenix right now with a little bit of money that I have left before I start working again. Like, I've been blessed that like, I didn't have a life last year in Wyoming to be able to not have to work this entire time and have use this free time to what I want to do. But like, you know, you get to that point where like, same thing, like you see people on the side of like highways or in like in these medians that you want to give money to, but it's just like, I've done it enough in my life to where I can't keep doing it because I don't have that much money to give. Yeah. And like, I know you're supposed to
be in Chicago. I see that shit.
Yeah, man. It's just like, you want to, so like you have that pull every time to be like, I wish I could give them $20 each time, or like, or bring them like a hot meal or something. But it's just like, I'm at the point now where like, I can't keep doing that unless I have, you know, a solid comfortable income that I know is safe and that I know is going to be like putting me way over like what I'm spending. So it's like, it's that kind of like moral dilemma that you deal with at the same time. Like you got to be selfish in some aspects of life, especially if you want to do.
I mean, in like, fuck it. Like I would say like, you're not even at step one anymore. Like you're probably at step like 2, 3, 4, like
shipping away.
You're on your way there. Right. Yeah. It's like, I'll tell you right now, this is way different and way better than the first time we talked, right? Yeah. Like here we are, and like we'll see where we're at on the next one.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm just gonna like, I'm not like worrying too much about like building it out. I'm just gonna let it, like, it's taken care of itself so far. You know what I mean? Yeah. So why like, if it isn't broke, like why try to overdo it? Like, so that's why I'm just gonna keep, like, it's a newer dynamic. So I'm just gonna grind out like until episode 40 and see how it is with incorporating, like, you know, our weekly like pregame things that we can get the guys together. Like that's going to be huge, and that'll be a different dynamic, and that might even get to a point where that might be our second show off of Asthma Attack itself. You know what I mean? Like that might end up getting such a draw to where that becomes the first like thing where like I am like not necessarily just the main host, but the producer of that podcast. So it's like, that might be, and just who knows at this point, it's just like, let's just keep going. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, we'll see, dude. It's crazy because like you said, my next time on could be in that thing, and that would be another step up for you. Right. Yeah, like
exactly.
Last time was a phone call. Now it's a Zoom. Like who knows? Maybe next one's a multi-person Zoom. Like,
and you think about it. If not,
then fuck it. We'll shoot the shit. Easy.
Like exactly. And then we can keep doing this for forever. Like this is so friends, like absolutely. This is so easy to do. Like, and that's what a lot of people, I think that was my biggest thing, is I was like so confused, and like it takes is you like prioritizing your time a little bit, like, you know, and this year, really trying to put like an emphasis on, you know, not like, you know, being like out as much and really like prioritizing like my free time to be able to build out like my dream, and like finally like being head like set on that idea. It's going to be cool to see, like, it's been sick to see since I prioritize it, what's happened since then. And then now, like, who knows what's going to happen at the end, but towards the end of 2022, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like, who knows what the traction is going to be then? Like, I'm not even going to try to focus on it. I've had such a good time, like with you and all the other friends now, and starting to build like that core, like small community, which is just going to branch out into, you know, other people coming on and joining and shit like that. So
yeah,
we're just going to keep going with what we got right now with the new step, with the video coming in. But no, dude, I appreciate you hopping on and everything. If you want to close out real quick, and then I'll stop the recording. And I'll let you know right when I stop, and then you and I can talk a little bit after too. So we don't just have to like hang up.
Perfect. Let me know, dude. Like I said, I can fucking get on when you need me, do whatever I can to help. I'll push this one out. I'm just going to end every conversation with like and subscribe when I talk to people now.
That's perfect. That's
you want to hang out? Cool. Like and subscribe.
Yeah. And let me show me proof that you did before we
talk. Oh, you want to go to the bar tonight? Like
and subscribe. And if you don't show proof, then I will see you later.
Vaccination card, ID, like and subscribe.
Yeah, like and subscribe. But no, dude, I love you to death. Thank you for hopping on again, man. It was so good. And it's been just surreal, you know, doing what I actually want to do. So I really appreciate all the help, everyone sharing everything. And we are up on YouTube now for people listening on the audio. It is Asthma Attack, which when I made the channel, I was I didn't realize that there were so many videos about asthma attacks. So I think it's a little bit harder to find.
Dude, it's funny you said that. I don't want to stretch this out any longer, but it's hilarious you just said that, because I literally was going to text you right when we're done here and say, I'm going to need a link, because I tried to watch yours and Denny's last night. Couldn't fucking find
it. Tough to find. And that's because it's just buried from so many other like real videos of, you know, how to treat an asthma attack, how to get over an asthma attack, what to do if you have an asthma
real
attack.
Life shit while
real life, like panic, shit. like serious moments where I'm like, oh my God, I have a comedy podcast.
It's well, shoot it over to me. I'll tweet out the link on my Instagram and like Twitter and everything.
Yeah.
And then from there, like and fucking subscribe.
Perfect, man. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All good, brother. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, dude.